Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Arla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ankoikolois. What are ankoikolois? It's actually, says the Batanura, a Rashi Teves. Anovim, the Laku that was hit, Klas. Klas means three. What it means is, before it even reached a third way into its ripening process, something went wrong. They're damaged, you can't eat them. Weiter v'achartzanim, chartzanim are the pits in the grapes, v'hazogim. Zogim are the skins. V'atemed. Temed is a kind of wine slash juice. You know how you make it? You soak grape pits or grape skins in water. So v'achartzanim, the grape pits. V'hazogim, the skin. V'atemed, and this kind of water, shalahem, of these ankalkalois. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Klipe remind the skins of pomegranates, v'hanetz shaloi. If you remember your remainim from Rosh Hashanah, on top there's like a little crown. That's called the netz. Klipe agoizim. Agoizim are nuts. Klipe agoizim, the shells of nuts. V'agarinim and the pits, basically of all fruits. Asurim ba'arla are aser in arla. In other words, it comes from a tree that's within its first 3 years, you can't use it. It's also b'yachil and it's also b'hana, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that the leaves and the lulavs and the water that comes out of the vine, and according to one shita, the smada, the little flower before the grape, we said those things are not arla because the Torah says only the peri and they're not peri. But on the other hand, the Torah says es periyai. The es comes to include lav dafka the peri itself, but also other things. So in other words, the Isser of Arla applies to the Peri and some Chalakim of the Peri, but not something that's totally not a Peri. So that's how the Mishnah draws a line. It says certain things are Bechlau, not part of the Peri, like the leaves and the Lulavim and the Megafanim, and certain things, although it's not the Peri itself, but it's close enough to be included in the Peri. Vaitras Dr. Mishnah will be Asherah. Asherah, again, like we learned in the previous mission, is that Avodah Zarah tree. All these things are Asr, Uba Nazir. All the things listed over here are Asr for a Nazir. Umitarin Biravai. When it comes, however, to Netar Ravai, those are the fruits of the fourth year. It's all Mutar. Whereas Va Noivlois, says the Batanura, Aperis, that fall off the tree before their mamish finished, totally becoming ripe. Kulamasurais, they're completely also, whether it's Arla, whether it's the fourth year, whether it's Asherah, whether it's Nazir. So what's the reason that our Mishnah's list, the defective grapes, the pits, the skins, the temed, the liquid that's soaked with grape seeds and grape skins, peels of the pomegranate, the little crown on top of the pomegranate, the peels of nuts, what's the reason that they're mutter when it comes to Netar Ravai? You're saying that, look, it's part of the Peri, it's close enough to the Peri to be Aser and Arla. With Asherah, even the previous Mishnah's list of the leaves and the Lulavim are Aser b'Asherah, because that's Avodah Zarah. Anything that has any Shachas to Avodah Zarah is Aser. By Nazir it's Aser, because you're telling me it's close enough to the Peri. Why is it mutter when it comes to Netar Ravai, when it comes to the fourth year? So the answer is, remember, the Netar Ravai is not really Usr, it's just that you have to bring it to your Shalayim to eat it. It's also Mutar Behana, unlike Arla, which is Usr Behana. So the Batanura says it works differently, Netar Ravai. The Kiddusha of this Netar Ravai is only Chal, it only takes effect on something that is Roi L'Yachil. It's made to eat. It's made to bring to your Shalayim to eat. And if these things aren't commonly eaten, the restrictions of Netar Ravai don't apply to it. But Noivlois, the unripe fruit, that's Aser across the board, including Netar Ravai. And again, Aser by Netar Ravai doesn't mean you can't eat it, it just means you have to bring it to your Shalayim, or you redeem it and bring the money to your Shalayim.